we all know that Big Fatty loves The Good Doctor, although he hasn't really talked about it much this season. So the doctor, now I can't remember his name, but on the show, I mean, I don't know the actor's name, but on the show, he's dating someone and she really wants to hold hands and he doesn't want to hold hands. And he says, oh, I don't think, you know, he's like, I would really feel uncomfortable if we held hands, but you wouldn't feel uncomfortable if we don't hold hands.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I would really feel uncomfortable if we held hands, but you wouldn't feel uncomfortable if we don't hold hands.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3057 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 29th of October, 2019. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Big Fatty, it's very sad to see old Crooked Hat go can't remember Dr. Sean Murphy. Hello, hi Moors, Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Yo, you're high Moors today because Dr. Sean Murphy is played by British actor Freddie Highmore. Y'all, he was on the Bates Motel. And you're creepy. Y'all, creepy, creepy, creepy. But y'all, he is so good on The Good Doctor. And y'all, The Good Doctor is on Monday nights on ABC, the American Broadcasting Corporation. Yes, Big Fatty. Right after the dancing. It's true. And let's just see here. I tell you what, let's get right in, get right into this.
The Big Fatty Online Technology segment brought to you by Dubious Intent. Check them out, dubiousintent.com.
Big Fatty, we don't hear that one very often. No, we don't hear that bumper very often. This is probably something that should have gone in my day in Fat Acres. But I was on the 20 on Monday afternoon, and y'all, I see that Archer. You know Archer does the Archer radio. Yes, Big Fatty. Not very often though. No, he's kind of moving. He has an Uncle Joe schedule of podcasting. Big Fatty, an Uncle Joe schedule of podcasting. Well, yeah, you know Uncle Joe. No, Big Fatty. How would we know Uncle Joe?
Come ride the little train that is rolling down the tracks to the junction. Forget about your cares, it is time to relax at the junction. Lots of curves, you bet, and even more when you get to the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
There's a little hotel called the Shady Rest at the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
It is run by Kate. Come and be her guest at the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
And that's Uncle Joe. He's a moving kind of slow at the junction. Petticoat Junction.
We don't hear that one very often either. No, we don't. And, Archer's podcasting schedule is moving kind of slow. But y'all, he was on the 20, and he says, I have just purchased the new AirPods Pro, and it'll be delivered on Gay Crema. And, y'all, this is one of the things that when I got the iNATA 11T, I wanted to get the AirPods, but I heard that they were coming out with new ones. And so I was going to kind of wait, and that was kind of going to be my Crema present to me from me. And so, y'all, when he said that, you know, y'all, just Monday morning, I had gotten an e-letter from the Americans Express saying that Monday only, Monday only, they were going to award 5 Sky Miles for every dollar you spent. Hey. And you know, y'all, the Apple Snack Card gives me 3% back. Well, y'all, the Apple, I think the Sky Miles, the 5 Sky Miles for every dollar spent is more valuable than the few dollars I would get back from the Apple Snack Card. So y'all, I bought them, and I bought me one of those little charging pads also. Like I've got that, like I bought when I got the iNatter 1110, and y'all, it'll be here. It'll be here for Gay Crema. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I guess y'all, today, the 29th of October, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, we have not one, but two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first is someone I met at the Pride 48 out there in Las Wages, and y'all, then he just, he kind of parted ways, y'all, he was living in the Key West, and y'all, he was a member of the Pod Cubs, a little show. It's Skeeta, baby. We love Skeeta. I don't know what Skeeta is up to nowadays, but y'all, good looking man. Yes, Big Betty. Oink. Also, yes, he was kind of a pig too, Big Betty. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, you hear her regularly on the But First and the Survivors Ready. Yes, Big Betty, she's much more regular than that Faye driver. And y'all, she is up there in the hinterlands, and y'all, she's become a valued member of the Pride 48 family. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, it is Sam in the hinterlands. Oh, Big Betty, we love Sam in the hinterlands. And y'all, we recorded Survivors Ready Sunday night, and Sam wasn't in a sling anymore. Big Betty, we don't need to hear about her perverted sexual antics. No, her arm sling. Oh, never mind. Y'all, if you see Skeeta or Sam in the hinterlands on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday!
In the new ear pods or whatever the hell they're called. I know, the pro ones. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, let's see. Since the time I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I did do a second nipple walk, and y'all, I had eaten kind of a late lunch, and so I wasn't real hungry, that proved to be a problem later. And What I did was I watched some things on the TV machine and caught up on some of my programs. And it was me and Sam in the hinterlands and old Crooked Hat. Y'all, we recorded the newest episode of Survivors Ready. And y'all, it was just lovely. And, y'all, there was a possibility of a gentleman caller who's visiting from out of town after that. But, y'all, I saw him. He wasn't around, and then I saw him on Monday morning, and, y'all, he said he fell asleep. Then he came to his senses, more like it. Anyway, let's see what else. Y'all went to bed, and y'all, it was one of those nights where it was going down to like 62 degrees, and so I opened the windows, but y'all, it just hadn't gotten there yet, so I kind of tossed and turned a little bit. Big Fatty Whitman Tinker. No, it really wasn't Whitman Tinker yet. But y'all, I got up, and I decided I was a little hungry, and so y'all, I got up, and what did I do? I had some of those ginger snaps, Big Fatty, and I dipped it in the strawberry cream cheese, and y'all, it was just delicious. And did I tell you that on Saturday in my mail, I got my new license plate for Ruby Red? And y'all, it was just real interesting. It came in shrink wrapped in plastic, but it had my registration in there and the little sticker and the new license plate. Big Fatty. And Nick put it on for me. Yes, Big Fatty, he's good for those little things. Always willing to help the elderly. Got up on Monday morning and had my coffee. And y'all, then I did my morning nip a walk. Y'all, it was just lovely outside. Absolutely lovely. And did that. And y'all, then I got my shower and washed some clothes. Y'all, I washed some clothes. I was running out of socks from all this nipple walking. And then what did I do? Oh, y'all, then I went to the bank. I went to the post office because I needed to mail a check to my dermatologist. It wasn't really a check. I just sent him a credit card information. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, just put that in the mail. Big Fatty, are you gonna vomit? No. Then I went to the bank and made a deposit into my mother's estate account, because you know I'm the executor. Oh yes, Big Fatty, you're highfalutin. Then I went to the Sam's Club, filled up old Ruby Red with petroleum products, $2.15 a gallon. It's not too bad. Then I went to the Sam's Club, and y'all, they're changing it all around. They've moved everything around. You can't find a damn thing anymore. So I had to kind of wander the aisles a little bit. Yes, Big Fatty, the old people, they just kind of sundown when they go in the Sam's Club. Go in and sample everything and just kind of get lost in the moment. They had the pecans. They weren't on sale, but y'all, they were cheaper than they were last year. So y'all, I said, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and get some of these, cause you know I'll still make some toasted pecans, for my family, so anyway, that's kind of what I did. Then I came back here to the villa and dried my clothes and hung them all up and everything. This is just too exciting. I heated up the leftover Olive Garden supper that I had on from Saturday. Y'all, it was quite good. It's made me gassy. Big Fatty, everything does. Then I took my afternoon nipple walk. Now, y'all, with all that walking in the Sam's Club, I just did an abbreviated afternoon nipple walk, because, y'all, it was kind of hot out there. I did that, and then I came back here to the villa, and, y'all, I've been sitting on the on the veranda. Y'all, it's just lovely when you're sitting in the shade and the fan is blowing on you. Big Fatty, it just sounds perfect. And y'all, that pretty much was my day. Big Fatty, wake me up when it gets exciting, okay?
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Hannah. As you may or may not be able to tell, I traded in my big blower for a smaller blower. I don't think I told you, but when I had the boy genius taking out my air conditioner a couple weeks ago, he couldn't get the accordion side to come in on the one side of the air conditioner, and it fell out my second story window. And me being, you know, the genius that I am, I grabbed the cord for some reason as it was flying past me to try and stop it. It would have been better had I not grabbed the cord, because the air conditioner actually survived the fall. But anyway, the reason I was calling, I believe you said on a show a couple days ago that you had some new music. Here's something. How about one for people who want to express gratitude? Because I wanted to thank Moose very much, because he said something on the face page that I did not know, which is if you go to Target and get your flu shot, you get a $5 gift receipt to Target. Because I always get mine at CVS. This year, the boy genius and I got them at Target, and your girl got $10. So, okay. Love you.
Bye. That, of course, is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Princess Hannah, I might just add that there was a kid in a orange envelope that came in from you. And y'all, there were two kids. And y'all, these look like those fancy printed cards that the Shy Yeti sends. But y'all, I don't know how he does it. But anyway, those are waiting also. And I've got one from Moose P, too, since you just mentioned Moose P. And y'all will open those on Gay Crema. And Princess Hannah, I'm glad. I was afraid you were going to say that you got rope burns on the Big Fatty. They went to the Grin Doctor by grabbing the... The cord, but you didn't say that, so I hope everything is well. And you know, Big Fatty gets his flu shot at the Von's East, and we get a ten dollar gift card. So anyway, Odor Gussie, y'all, it pays not to get sick. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Tuesday. Y'all, are you watching the World Series? I know the BFO sports expert Mean Keen is watching it, and so y'all, it may be over with by the time you hear this. Be ready. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the geeky gay old Crooked Hat, and you know he's doing that throwing down with Joe Batance. And just out of curiosity, Adam, what did Joe Batance say to you that made you decide you wanted to do the show with him?
I would really feel uncomfortable if we held hands, but you wouldn't feel uncomfortable if we don't hold hands.
Oh, holding hands with a Crooked Hat and Joe. That's a new show.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com,
or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.